Hey, Chapitos, I'm your co-host, Rafaela Araujo.
And I'm your co-host, Daniela Masso, and welcome to the first episode of the semester of Spodcast Beyond Engineering. Today's episode is the SHEP Freshman Experience.
So for today's episode, we have three SHEP members joining us to talk a little more about their freshman year experiences and their involvement in SHEP.
So before we start, let's give the speakers some time to introduce themselves.
Hello everyone, my name is Damaris Gallegos. I'm a second year civil engineering major and I'm this year's lead marketing director for SHEP UF.
Hi guys, I'm Emma DeVerona. I'm a first year ISC major and I'm currently a social media director and a director for Spanish SHEP.
Hey guys, I'm Alex Ostrud. I'm currently a sophomore in industrial engineering and I'm a lead treasury director, SHEPtographer, and also a scripting director in the tech cabinet.
So we have a great group here today, and so before we start, we just want to thank you guys for coming and taking the time to answer some questions. So now, without further ado, this brings us to our first question.
So to start, can you guys share us what initially sparked your interest in engineering and what led you guys to join SHEP?
I can take that question first. So I've always been like a mathy person, but not like a science person, and I've always really liked like business, econ, finance. And I was reading through the lists of like all the engineering majors when I was at preview, and I was like, wait, ISE literally sounds like me. That's like Emma as a major. So that's why I chose it. But for SHEP, I went to like the new member info session in the beginning of fall, and there was just a bunch of people there talking to me about like GFT, FYLP, director positions, and then like Sophie did a presentation, and I was sold, basically. So yeah, the rest is history.
I have a funny story, actually. I was originally a pre-med student. I applied to the University of... I applied to UF as a public health major on like a pre-med track, and then I didn't switch my major until like to civil engineering, like until preview time.
That's not funny.
And I only did it because I realized that like I don't like science. I've never liked science, but I like my entire life I wanted to be a doctor. Like, who doesn't want to be one, right? Everyone in SHEP. But I don't know. I mean, I realized kind of late. And then for me it was like, I don't know, civil engineering just kind of called out my name. It was the most foundational one, and I thought that it would fit me best. I don't know. And then for SHEP, it's also kind of a funny story, because basically I heard about SHEP first when I was a senior in high school. I had a friend whose mentor was E-word for SHEP at the time, Franco actually, which is kind of crazy. And she told me like, oh dude, there's this really great engineering club at UF, but like I know you're pre-med, so like you would never join. And I was like, yeah dude, that's kind of sad, because I stalked their Instagram and I was like, dude, they look really cool, like I wish I was an engineering major. And when I finally switched, I was like, yay, like I can finally join. And yeah, I guess the rest is history. I also joined my very first semester at UF.
Well, if it's my turn, Emma said it best for industrial engineering, so I don't really have to expand on that. I agree. And in terms of SHEP, I joined because the previous VP marketing was Victor, and he used to do a lot of info sessions for my summer program called Step Up. And considering that all my friends and I were Hispanic and we're all engineers, it kind of just made sense to join the club for Hispanic engineers.
Wow, guys, that was really interesting. I hadn't heard a lot of those stories before. So now, how has being part of SHEP impacted your academic and personal growth during your first year?
Yeah, I think I can take this. So I'm a first-generation college student, meaning my parents never went to college. And so coming into the University of Florida, I came in with very little knowledge about engineering and the university as a whole, really. And so if it wasn't for SHEP UF, I honestly can say with 100% confidence that I would not be the person that I am today. I wouldn't have been able to grow as tremendously as I feel like I have. I was even able to get my first year internship, literally first month in college, thanks to my mentor and all her guidance. And so I'm just always gonna be super grateful for SHEP and all the growth that it has provided me with.
For me, I just feel like SHEP has given me opportunities to grow professionally. You make connections, like, in FYLP, I made so many connections with different people that they helped me, like, professionally and academically. Like, we make little study groups. Like, I wouldn't have known to, like, take Physics 2 transient if I wasn't in SHEP and, like, people weren't telling me about it. Through my, like, director positions, I've been able to, like, enhance my leadership, communication. And, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I honestly would be pretty sad if I didn't find the people in SHEP, because being away from home is already so hard. If you don't have like a community of people with you, what are you gonna do? You're just gonna be sad.
I think that's something we can definitely all relate to, and SHEP has really just been a great outlet for all of us.
I think so, no, for sure. I would say that SHEP is my home away from home, 100%.
Yeah, that's so cute.
So the best that I can say is that when I came to college, I had one goal, honestly, and it was to get an internship as a freshman. And honestly, I feel like I got pretty lucky that I joined SHEP, because with how many companies tell you, sorry, you're a freshman, you can't do this, I wouldn't have had the guidance and the motivation to kind of push through it. So thanks to SHEP, I got an internship. And once I achieved that goal, I was kind of shocked and amazed, like, I did it. And when I looked around, the people that SHEP brings to you, they're so inspirational. You have so many smart students, so many people going to huge companies that you've just like dreamt of going towards, that it kind of motivated me to improve as a person and improve as a student and professionally as well, kind of trying to meet the standard that SHEP sets for all of its members.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like everyone, like everyone in SHEP, like especially like the people that are older than me, because I'm still first year, like they're someone I can look up to, and like I actually like, I want to be like them. I want to be like as successful as them.
Yeah, it's really nice to see it, and it's like nice to hear about like your experience too, especially Alex getting, and you also got a first internship first year, right? So can we go to our next question? So I wanted you guys to tell us about like freshman stories. This can be something that it wasn't such like not so great experience, or something that you think's gonna like stuck with you throughout like your, you know, years in college, and then you're gonna be telling everyone about
something good or bad.
It can be anything.
Really?
Like,
just
whatever,
a story that's really stuck with
you.
Yeah.
From something that you remember about it.
I think a story that has like kind of stuck with me since, you know, it happened, I would have to say is Barbecue with Industry. This is when I was able to kind of connect with the recruiter that ended up giving me my internship for my first year. Basically, again, like I said before at the beginning of the podcast, I came in with no knowledge about companies, internships, engineering, anything at all. And so going to that Barbecue with Industry, I honestly only went for like the points. And then it was my mentor that was there that was pushing me to talk to all the recruiters and like all the companies that she has previously talked to. I was like, Sophie, like, that's my mentor, by the way, guys, Sophie and Sarna. She would tell me, like, oh, no, I was telling her, like, Sophie, I don't know how to talk to, like, professionals. Like, I've never done this. I've only been here at UF for a month. Like, what do you want me to do? And she goes, Amaris, calm down. And she, like, put me aside and, like, talked to me. She said, just listen. You're going to be fine. Just talk to them, the regular people. And she, like, guided me so well that, like, she gave me the confidence to pull up to the recruiter and fully just, like, introduce myself with no previous, like, experience of doing that. And then she even like helped me learn about the companies that she has previously interned for, and you know, she made me talk to them. And as soon as I talked to the company that she had interned for the year before, and I talked to him and I introduced myself, apparently he liked me, and then you know, he called me the next day and wanted to give me an interview. And that's something that like I am super grateful for to this day, because if it wasn't for that moment, for that day at Barbecue with Industry, I would have never gotten the opportunity to get my first year internship. And I know that's something that not a lot of people get. It's something that's very uncommon. So I will forever be grateful for that, as that opened so many doors to this day. And yeah, that's something that I will forever remember and tell everyone that I meet. I'm just super grateful for that day and all the opportunities, all the doors that day opened up for me.
Yeah, that's so real. My story is kind of like something that I thought was going to go bad, but it went so good. So I was FYLP class of fall 2023, and in FYLP you do something called Guppy Tank, and basically they pair you with people and you just have to figure out like a program that SHEP might need. So I was paired with people that like I had never really even spoken to, and I thought it was gonna go bad. I was like, oh, this is gonna be so awkward, like, oh, what are we gonna do? I don't even have an idea. But literally after like a couple minutes, we all got to know each other, and like we literally like we clicked, we figured it out. And we came up with Spanish SHEP within, like, the first 30 minutes. And we ended up collaborating with each other. Like, communication was key. It definitely helped with, like, my communication skills, because, I don't know, sometimes I can be awkward, but, like, we had to get it done. So, yeah. We met up. We went over the program. We did all the logistics. And we showed up all looking professional. We did our presentation. And honestly, like, we didn't even think we were going to win. There were so many different programs that were, like, oh, like, that's so good. Like, they're going to pick that. E-Board's going to pick that. But we ended up winning, and I was like literally so in shock. But yeah, and now I'm running it's been great, and yeah,
and it was such a great idea. I feel like people in SHEP, like, we never had something like it.
No, we've never had. Honestly, when they announced it at the GBM, I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, no way. I was really impressed.
That was really nice. Congrats.
And then I found out I was in, I was like, oh, should have known.
Alex?
Well, I think I have a pretty unique experience as a freshman. I ended up going to convention, which not everyone does, and understandably so. You've got to spend a lot of money. Whether or not you get an internship, you're still making that commitment. And I kind of didn't know what I was signed up for. I heard everyone talking about conventions, like the greatest thing ever. You don't want to miss it. So I took the chance and went. And when I first walked into the showcase room, I was kind of just in shock. It was unbelievable because every company you've ever heard of and 1,000 more you've never heard of were all there lined up trying to get Hispanic engineering students for their internships. So again, since my goal was trying to get an internship, I kind of just did what I could and ran to every single company I could talk to. And luckily enough, I spoke to Caterpillar. They really liked how I presented myself and they gave me an interview. So the day after, I went to my interview and I was actually starting to feel a little sick. So during my interview, my throat was cutting off and I had to like pause and drink water many times, and they were super nice about it. So the interviewers are much less scary than you think. Sometimes they're not even like managers. It might just be an engineer that's taking notes for you. So make sure you come in with an open mind and not too scared to be yourself. And at the end, the guy was like really impressed with what I spoke about, and he told me that they would reach back later. It actually happened that after that, I got super sick, so I couldn't go to convention or the showcase on the second day, and I couldn't really attend much for the remaining few days that I was there for, so I was kind of bummed. Just had to bank on that one interview that I had, and luckily enough, they invited me to a dinner, and at the dinner, I like spoke to the manager. It was a dinner for everyone, not just me. I spoke with the manager, and then she told me that like she didn't have the offer in hand, but that I should be like proud of myself that I was probably gonna get something. So that was a very fulfilling moment. The weight got lifted off my shoulders.
I was literally about to say like a very uplifting story.
That's so
crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know any of this.
Now you know.
Now I know.
See? So as freshmen, like me and Danny, after listening to your stories, it was really, you know, comforting to listen about it. And like next year,
I think we've been influenced.
Yes.
We're definitely, you'll catch us at convention.
Yes.
Amazing.
So now looking ahead, what are some of your goals and aspirations within engineering, or just some advice you'd like to give to incoming freshmen?
Well, I can start off this time. In terms of goals, I kind of... it's not like nothing special, but I kind of just want to have a work-life balance, and I definitely want to work hard and excel in whatever field I'm working in, but I don't want to forget about like family, friends, kind of just enjoying my life. And I know that's something that a lot of people our age are prioritizing compared to different generations. And for the advice that I usually give freshmen is that when you get to college, it's not the real world, but your actions start to have an impact a lot more than they did in high school. I mean, what you did in high school got you here, congrats, but what you're doing now, it's the effort that you put into improving yourself and kind of becoming a better person that changes the scope of all your efforts. So now that you're working towards getting that big boy job, or big girl job, you kind of have to like self-reflect and see what you want to do to reach those goals and reach those milestones. And once you figure out what you really want to do, the way that I think about it is, how can I do something right now that is going to look really good on my resume? Now, I'm not only seeking out like resume fillers, but for the activities that I am doing, putting my full effort into them is going to make sure that I get the most out of my opportunities. And at the same time, I'm not just doing activities for my own gain, because when I put my own effort, I'm also trying to improve the opportunity itself and kind of the group that I'm part of. So it's a win-win situation. You get to learn a lot and gain a lot of experience, and you also get to give back to your community and kind of work on the opportunities that are helping you grow so other people can grow from them too.
I think that what you said about the work and life balance is like what like Shep is kind of, because I feel like from all the stories we heard from you guys, is like about how you guys made friends, but also learn from it. So I think I just wanted to say that.
I want to add on to what you're saying, because honestly, I feel like Shep is just like the perfect place where you're going to find like that perfect balance that everyone is looking for when in terms of like work and work-life balance. Because I feel as though the positions that I've gotten in within Shep, like director position wise, I've learned so much from them and grown as a leader and just as a person in general. But not only that, I've also met like all of my best friends through Shep. And so I feel like it's just like, it's the perfect place. So you want to join like an organization that will not only give you the opportunities to grow in all aspects, professionally, academically, and personally, but also just, you know, find your community, like we were saying at the beginning of the podcast. Shep UF is like the perfect place for you, 100%. I also wanted to add on to what you were saying, Alex, about how, you know, you should really strive to join positions that not only are going to be beneficial to you, but are going to be things that you're going to be able to kind of really improve and implement new things in. And I just want to say that's, I think, one of the pieces of advice that I would give. Try to join things that you're really passionate about, because that will make you enjoy the work that you're doing. And really let you grow to the fullest and make the most out of that position that you're like joining. For example, I joined PASS eBoard, which is the Peruvian American Student Society. I'm currently their Vice President of Public Relations, so I handle all their social media, all the recruitment, the tabling, all of that stuff. And it's something that I'm super passionate about. I was born in Peru. I didn't move here until I was 8 years old. So it's something that I wanted to be a part of, you know, implementing a bigger Peruvian community here at UF that, you know, there was a huge lack of. But from that, not only was I able to implement change and grow the organization, but I was also able to grow from that position and become a better leader than what I was before I joined it. So just that piece of advice, really join things that you're passionate about, join things that are going to be beneficial to you, but things that you know you're going to be able to do a good job in.
For sure. Emma, I know you're a freshman, but do you have anything?
This is kind of similar to what you guys were saying, but I feel like in your first few weeks at college, if you spend a day, like a whole day in your dorm or your apartment or whatever, you failed. Like, you need to be getting out every single day,
yes,
talking to people. You're not going to make friends if you don't talk to people. And I know it can be scary, but like, literally you're going to be alone. Do you want to be alone? No. No one wants to be alone.
Wow. Emma is targeting everyone right now.
I'm just trying to scare you guys into like having a good time. Like, I don't know. I just feel like if you don't get out and like talk to different people, learn about different orgs, different like groups, you're not gonna like find the people. Like they say in college, you find like your lifelong friends. You're not gonna find that if you don't try to find friends,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
And I feel like 100%. It's so true, because I heard about like when I was coming to college, like people telling me like you have to text that person even if you're not used to that. And I feel like that's so true.
Yeah.
Like if you can be scared of texting someone first. Mm-hmm. And I feel like so many people are scared to do that. But, like, that's how you might meet your best friend or, like, your future roommate or someone that just, like, might be nice to, like, study with. Mm-hmm. So, definitely,
exactly.
I feel like that's my advice.
No, I would say the exact same thing. Just really getting out of your comfort zone. It makes the biggest difference in the world. Just staying open-minded. You really never know what is going to be your next favorite thing, like, your next best friend. You just have to try everything.
Yes, for sure. So now we're going to ask like a fun little question. Can you guys tell us about what's your favorite Shep event and like why you think it's your favorite?
That's such a great question. There are so many Shep events. I don't know. It's hard to choose a favorite for me.
No, really. There's like 50 a week, I swear.
There's so many.
Like,
the
Google calendar
is packed. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I know my favorite.
Okay.
Mine just happened recently. It was GFT. It was a lot of fun just getting out there with all your friends and kind of forget that it's an engineering organization too, because you're just out there having fun, nothing to worry about in the moment. And I also thought it was pretty fun that it was my first time attending, because last year I did a hackathon and we came in second place, so That's pretty proud of that.
You just have to
kind of carrying the team. I ate those hot dogs like a monster, and no one could step up to the plate like I did.
Wait, do you want to give context? There was one of the games was like a hot dog eating context, and
that's
we
so
had
funny.
Alex representing us, and he devoured it. Like,
actually, he was ready to go.
He literally ate it up.
Seven like, hot dogs in 4 minutes. Looked
around,
no one was even close, so
yeah,
I decided to enjoy the last one.
You should
won
take it international.
Gainesville hot dog competition.
Restart that. That's funny. Emma, do you have?
I don't know. I feel like, well, there was like one event that like I just went to. We did like a beach cleanup. And like we went to like a really clean beach, so there wasn't a lot of trash. But after that, we were playing games, having fun. I got sunburned, but it was worth it because it was fun.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You.
I think for me, I don't really have a specific event because they're all my favorite, but I do have a specific program that I am obsessed with. It's my favorite. It's mentorship. So I first joined like the mentorship program as a mentee, obviously. That's how I got my mentor, Sophie. And then I love the program so much that, like, because I gained just so much from it in all aspects, professional, personally, and academically, that I decided to apply to become a mentorship director the following spring. And I did it with actually my co-mentee from like the semester before, the fall. And we both got it. And so we were both mentorship directors that freshman year, like spring semester. And that is truly what I think, and she can agree with this too, that that's what made us really get our names out there with SHEP, just because we were talking to all the seniors and all the juniors as if we were like, you know, because we were kind of running the program. So we were the bosses in that sense. And I just think that was like my favorite thing, just because I just grew so much more from that program specific than honestly any event before that I had went to SHEP for. And then after that, I decided to become a mentor. And then I got the most amazing pair of mentees. Actually, one of them is right here with me.
Okay.
Do you want to add on to what I'm saying about mentorship?
I got the worst mentor ever.
My mentor, Loki, no. Yeah, kind of like, I mean, at least my mentor, she's like, helped me like make friends in SHEP. Like the same thing with like getting my name out in SHEP. Like I've met so many more people, bonding, like, yeah. I don't know.
Girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I would just have to say that, like, mentorship, like, the mentorship program in particular is really, like, one of my favorite things from SHEP, because I really don't have, like, a specific event that I can talk about. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, honestly, SHEP just has so many events and programs going on that it's really hard to pick a favorite. But I think, personally, I really want to get more involved next year. Like, you guys were talking about mentorship. I didn't do it this year, but maybe I'll be a sophomore mentee because it sounds like
there
a lot
is,
of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
My roommate was a sophomore mentee. It was a good experience.
Yes. I feel like having a mentor is always nice, no matter what year you are. But that was the end of our questions. Once again, thank you for your time, and it was a pleasure having you guys on the podcast. And for our listeners, thank you for tuning in and see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.
Shh. Silence on set. Take 1200.
My first like internship.
I'm so sorry.
I was doing so well.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's over
there.
It was like,
guys, I've heard the story too many times. No, I'm kidding.
You have it.
Feeling the wall and I could not keep it in.
I don't even know where I was going with that story. Do you ruin it?
Oh my god,
I was
just touching the wall.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I literally forgot what I was saying.
Stop touching the wall.
Bro,
I was touching the wall.
He was flexing.
There's too many constructions.